the 5-minute conversation that builds team trust. In today's fast-paced business environment, building trust within teams often feels like a luxury that requires extensive time and resources. However, the most effective trust building doesn't happen during lengthy team-building retreats or elaborate trust exercises. Instead, it occurs in brief, intentional conversations that happen consistently over time. These 5-minute interactions, when executed thoughtfully, can transform team dynamics and create the psychological safety that high-performing teams need to thrive. Why brief conversations matter more than long meetings. The power of short, focused conversations lies in their accessibility and consistency. Unlike formal meetings or structured team activities, 5-minute conversations can happen naturally throughout the workday. They don't require special scheduling, elaborate preparation, or significant time investment from busy team members. This accessibility makes them sustainable, which is crucial for building trust, a process that requires consistent effort over time rather than sporadic intense sessions. Research in organizational psychology shows that trust is built through repeated positive interactions rather than single dramatic gestures. When team members engage in brief, meaningful conversations regularly, they create multiple touchpoints that reinforce reliability, competence, and care, the 3 pillars of workplace trust. These micro-interactions accumulate over time, creating a foundation of mutual understanding and respect that strengthens the entire team. The psychology behind quick trust building. Understanding the psychological mechanisms at work during these brief conversations helps explain why they're so effective. Human beings are wired to make rapid assessments about trustworthiness based on minimal information. In fact, research suggests that people form initial impressions about trustworthiness within seconds of meeting someone. Video content exploring trust-building techniques demonstrates how these rapid assessments can be influenced positively through intentional communication strategies. During a 5-minute conversation, several psychological processes occur simultaneously. First, the act of giving someone your undivided attention for a short period signals respect and value. Second, active listening during these interactions demonstrates empathy and understanding. Third, sharing appropriate personal information or professional insights creates reciprocity, which is fundamental to trust development. Finally, following through on any commitments made during these conversations reinforces reliability. The trust framework for 5-minute conversations. To maximize the trust-building potential of brief interactions, successful leaders use a structured approach. The trust framework provides a practical guide for these conversations. T. Time. Give your full attention for the designated time, eliminating distractions and focusing completely on the other person. R. Respect. Acknowledge the other person's perspective, expertise, and contributions without judgment. U. Understanding. Seek to comprehend their viewpoint, challenges, and goals rather than immediately offering solutions. S. Support. Identify specific ways you can help them succeed, even if it's simply offering encouragement. T. Transparency. Share relevant information, insights, or challenges that affect both of you or the team. This framework ensures that each brief conversation includes elements proven to build trust while maintaining efficiency and focus. Essential conversation starters that build trust. The opening moments of a trust-building conversation set the tone for the entire interaction. Effective conversation starters move beyond surface-level pleasantries to create genuine connection. Instead of asking "How are you?", try more specific and engaging questions. What's been the most rewarding part of your work this week? This question focuses on positive experiences and allows people to share their successes and motivations. What challenge are you working through right now that I might be able to help with? This demonstrates your willingness to support and your belief in their capability to handle challenges. What's one thing you're learning that's exciting you? This question encourages growth mindset and shows interest in their development. How can I better support your goals this month? This positions you as an ally and shows investment in their success. These conversation starters work because they're specific enough to generate meaningful responses while being open enough to allow for natural conversation flow. They also demonstrate genuine interest in the other person's experience and well-being. Active listening techniques for trust building. The quality of listening during these brief conversations often matters more than the topics discussed. Effective leaders understand that building trust with your team requires sophisticated listening skills that go beyond simply hearing words. Paraphrasing is one of the most powerful listening techniques for trust building. After someone shares something important, reflect back what you heard using slightly different words. This demonstrates that you were truly listening and helps ensure accurate understanding. For example, if someone says, "I'm feeling overwhelmed with the new project timeline," you might respond, it sounds like the accelerated schedule is creating significant pressure for you. Asking clarifying questions shows deeper engagement and helps prevent misunderstandings. Questions like, can you help me understand what aspect of the timeline feels most challenging? Or what would make this feel more manageable? Demonstrate genuine interest in understanding their experience fully. Emotional validation is crucial for trust building. Acknowledging feelings without immediately jumping to solutions helps people feel heard and understood. Phrases like, that would be frustrating, or I can see why that would be concerning, validate their emotional experience and strengthen connection. Creating psychological safety in brief interactions. Psychological safety, the belief that one can speak up without risk of punishment or humiliation, is essential for team trust. 5-minute conversations provide excellent opportunities to reinforce psychological safety through specific behaviors and communication patterns. Admitting your own mistakes or uncertainties during these conversations models vulnerability and shows that imperfection is acceptable. When leaders share appropriate challenges or learning moments, team members feel more comfortable being authentic themselves. Responding positively to questions or concerns, even when you don't have immediate answers, reinforces that inquiry is valued. Instead of deflecting or providing quick fixes, acknowledge the validity of their concerns and commit to following up with more information. Avoiding blame language and instead focusing on solutions or learning opportunities helps maintain a supportive atmosphere. Even when discussing problems or mistakes, frame conversations around improvement rather than fault finding. The power of consistency in trust building. One of the most critical aspects of using 5-minute conversations for trust building is consistency. Research on daily trust building practices shows that regular, brief interactions are more effective than sporadic longer conversations for developing workplace trust. Consistency in these interactions means several things. First, it means having these conversations regularly rather than only during crises or formal review periods. Second, it means maintaining consistent quality in your attention and engagement. Third, it means following through on any commitments or promises made during these brief interactions. Scheduling brief check-ins with team members helps ensure consistency. This doesn't mean rigid scheduling, but rather intentional planning to connect with each team member regularly. Some leaders use calendar reminders, while others build these conversations into existing workflows like project updates or casual coffee breaks. Addressing difficult topics in 5 minutes. Not all trust-building conversations involve positive topics. Sometimes, the most trust-building conversations address challenges, conflicts, or difficult feedback. The key is approaching these topics with the same respect and focus that characterizes all effective brief interactions. When addressing challenging topics, start with affirmation of the relationship or the person's value to the team. This creates a foundation of safety before diving into more difficult territory. For example, I value your contributions to our team, and I'd like to discuss something that came up in yesterday's meeting. Focus on specific behaviors or situations rather than personality characteristics. This makes the conversation feel less personal and more actionable. Instead of saying you're being defensive, try I noticed some tension when we discussed the budget changes. Can we talk about what that was about? End difficult conversations with clear next steps and reaffirmation of support. This helps maintain trust even when addressing challenges. Something like let's check in again tomorrow to see how this is working shows ongoing commitment to the relationship and the solution. Digital communication and virtual trust building. In today's increasingly remote and hybrid work environments, 5-minute trust building conversations often happen through digital channels. While face-to-face interaction remains ideal for building trust, virtual conversations can be equally effective when approached thoughtfully. Short-form content about team building highlights how brief digital interactions can maintain team cohesion. Video calls, even when brief, allow for nonverbal communication that builds trust more effectively than text-based communication alone. For virtual trust-building conversations, ensure good audio and video quality to minimize communication barriers. Begin with brief personal connection, perhaps asking about something you know is important to them outside of work. This helps recreate the natural relationship building that happens more easily in person. Use collaborative tools thoughtfully during these conversations. Screen sharing or collaborative documents can help focus the conversation and create shared understanding, but be careful not to let technology become a barrier to genuine connection. Measuring the impact of brief trust-building conversations. While trust can feel intangible, there are observable indicators that these 5-minute conversations are having their intended effect. Team members begin sharing more openly about challenges and ideas. They ask more questions and seek input more readily. Conflicts are addressed more quickly and directly rather than festering. Pay attention to communication patterns within your team. When trust is building effectively, you'll notice increased voluntary communication, people sharing updates, asking for help, or offering assistance without being prompted. Understanding how team members build trust with each other helps leaders recognize these positive indicators and adjust their approach accordingly. Another indicator of successful trust building is improved problem-solving speed. When team members trust each other and their leaders, they address issues more quickly rather than avoiding difficult conversations. This leads to faster resolution of conflicts and more efficient collaboration overall. Common mistakes that undermine trust. Even well-intentioned brief conversations can damage trust if certain mistakes are made. Rushing through conversations while appearing distracted sends the message that the person isn't valued. Multitasking during these interactions, checking emails, answering phones, or thinking about other priorities undermines the trust-building potential. Making promises during these conversations that aren't kept is particularly damaging to trust. If you commit to following up on something or providing information, failing to do so sends the message that your word isn't reliable. It's better to be cautious about commitments and overdeliver than to make promises you can't keep. Assuming you understand someone's perspective without verification can lead to misunderstandings that damage trust. Always check your understanding and ask clarifying questions rather than making assumptions about what someone means or feels. Scaling trust building across larger teams. For leaders managing larger teams, having individual 5-minute conversations with every team member regularly might seem impossible. However, the principles can be scaled through thoughtful approaches that maintain the personal connection while managing time constraints effectively. Rotating focus allows leaders to have deeper conversations with different team members on different days or weeks. This ensures everyone receives focused attention while making the practice manageable. Some leaders use themes for their brief conversations, focusing on professional development 1 week, current projects the next, and personal well-being the following week. Training team leaders and supervisors to use these techniques creates multiplication effects. When every level of leadership practices trust-building conversations, the entire organizational culture shifts toward greater transparency, collaboration, and mutual support. The long-term impact of consistent trust building. Teams that consistently practice 5-minute trust building conversations experience transformation that extends far beyond improved relationships. These teams demonstrate higher engagement, increased innovation, and better performance on complex tasks that require collaboration. The psychological safety created through these interactions enables team members to take appropriate risks, share creative ideas, and admit mistakes early when they can be corrected easily. This leads to better problem solving and more effective adaptation to changing circumstances. Perhaps most importantly, teams with high trust levels are more resilient during difficult periods. When challenges arise, whether from external market pressures, organizational changes, or project setbacks, trusted teams work together more effectively to find solutions rather than fragmenting under pressure. Conclusion. Building team trust doesn't require extensive time investments or elaborate programs. Instead, it happens through consistent, intentional 5-minute conversations that demonstrate respect, understanding, and genuine care for team members as individuals. These brief interactions, when practiced regularly and skillfully, create the foundation for high-performing teams that can navigate challenges, innovate effectively, and achieve extraordinary results together. The key to success lies not in perfecting these conversations immediately, but in committing to the practice consistently over time. Start with 1 or 2 team members, develop your skills and confidence, and gradually expand your approach. Remember that trust building is a process, not a destination, and every 5-minute conversation is an opportunity to strengthen the bonds that make great teams possible.